I was interested in the comment that among all the questions, I was particularly interested in the comment that was made with respect to the Forum of the Law Society on Bill 36. I do think that what was hinted there is serious, because what is hinted there is to what extent a government can look at its own citizens as if they are enemies, as if one has to do something about them. And I think we very often have seen that, you know, there are all these homeless, and, you know, why don't they go away? There are all these old people, and they live too long, and they get sick, and it takes too much of the health budget, and there are statistics to show it. And then there are all the kids, and they want playgrounds. And that also gets in the way of the budget, because we need police, and we need people on airplanes to guard us. And I think what we see is a very, in spite of all expressed idealism, what I would think we need is a job description for our members of parliament, for our government. We hire them, but we also cannot tell them anything will do. They are not only the things that they are asked to do, properly spend our taxes with integrity on projects that Parliament agrees on, but there are also things that they are not permitted to do. Just as a member in a company cannot spend more money than a certain amount, no one is entitled to sell this country. No one is entitled to endanger this country. And so let's leave the idealism for the Globe and Mail and John Polani and say, just for tomorrow, let's deal with job description. The job, as we've said to Eileen Keller, is not an easy one. But there are worse jobs. And that job deserves a job description and holding people to what they are not entitled to do. And that goes into that reciprocity relationship that in turn goes on how do we respond. Thank you.
Well, let me thank Ursula and Eileen and Michael very much, and let me thank all of you for really an excellent set of comments. I've been asked by the organizers to read you a famous quotation, which I'll do. I just want to say one thing. It's been hard for me to stay quiet this long without stating my opinion. I think perhaps lurking here, and I do hope that Eileen has got it and that the government gets it, is a strong sense that this legislation is what we political scientists call a symbolic act of legislation. A great deal of legislation that is passed in order to get a pressure group off a government's back with no intention of implementing it. A great many Canadians, and I can tell a great many people in this room, fear that the legislation that we're talking about is being passed to get the American government off our back. And there is a concern, I think, that the more progressive members of the government, Eileen obviously included, believe that we won't need to use this much. But governments are made up of not only cabinets and not only majority parties, they're made up of many apparatuses and departments. And when there's the next big demonstration, whether it takes place at the Stock Exchange in Toronto or it takes place in the hills of Alberta, there will be some elements inside the Canadian state that will want to use that legislation. And it's at that moment that what you thought was a symbolic act to get the Americans off our back will become very tempting to use for some of the more coercive elements of the state. And it's at that moment that why they've been pushing legislation that they haven't been able to get through the security apparatuses in Ottawa, in Washington, in England, that they've been trying to get through and haven't been able to get through because governments have resisted them as going too far. But we're now able to get through because of September 11th. The danger is that with them on the books, they'll be using that legislation before you and the government even have a chance to blink. And that's what we fear. And that's why this quotation, which all of you I'm sure will recognize, which I've been asked to read to conclude this plenary, is so relevant. The quotation, and it's a chilling one, goes as follows. First they arrested the communists, but I was not a communist, so I did nothing. Then they came for the social democrats, but I was not a social democrat, so I did nothing. Then they arrested the trade unionists, and I did nothing because I was not one. And then they came for the Jews, and then the Catholics, but I was neither a Jew nor a Catholic, and I did nothing. At last they came and arrested me, and there was no one left to do anything about it. We obviously are not at this point. But it is, I think, the hallmark of good citizens that we should fear that we might come to this point. Thank you very much.